Hello, welcome to Kansas Ag Report. I'm Ken Rogers. On the program this week, Scott Pruitt, the EPA administrator, will talk about the future of ethanol the way he sees it. And he was asked why it's taking so long to get the renewable fuel standard and all these other things figured out for a more permanent idea of where we're heading with ethanol. It's also Kansas Beef Month, and Abby Hadari from the Kansas Beef Council will stop by. We'll also have updates from Kansas Wheat and the Kansas Farm Bureau, and our weekly feature from the Kansas Livestock Association and Paragon Ag Advisors. Another good show. Stay with us on the Kansas Ag Report.
Closed captioning brought to you by the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers. KansasSoybeans.org.
For non-commercial use.
Farm Bureau, a grassroots ag organization representing the state's farmers and ranchers since 1919. KFB.org. Kansas Wheat Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com. Kansas Livestock Association, supporting our members' business interests to meet consumers' demands. KLA.org.
Welcome back. A few weeks ago, we were in the nation's capital with a meeting with EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. He was asked about the future of renewable fuels and why it's taking so long to get everything straightened out on ethanol.
But think about that for a second. I mean, that's what's a little bit the point of obligation issue, taking off the table. You know, meeting the deadlines, the RVOs, and that was a big issue when this administration came in, and how that was routinely missed by previous administrations. You know, the
created
commitment to the levels
for
I mentioned conventional
use.
On the $15 billion. And I know this gentleman's question about the time it's taken to address the RVP. Can you name another administration that is using all regulatory authority and power to try to address that? I mean, there are many. There's bills before Congress right now, as you know, to do what? Amend the statute to provide the ability to sell E15 year-round. I mean, so for us to be taking regulatory steps, to be contemplating regulatory steps, I think shows the kind of commitment this administration has to the ethanol industry, generally speaking. So I think we need to, you know, to look backward a little bit and then look today about what kind of certainty has taken place, not just with respect to ethanol, but with WOTUS and the rest and the ag sector. I mean, I remain very optimistic and bullish about our ability to get these things done, and we'll be able to see that happen. I don't know if I answered your question directly, but what was there another part of that?
The RIN cap,
yeah, that
created with free version for non-commercial use.
I think what needs to be known about that is that was actually contemplated and submitted by what? That was discussions that came out of Congress. And in these meetings that took place initially were prompted by discussions by various senators, and those discussions continue. I pray that there's a path forward that provides opportunity to the ag sector and also certainty around the RIN markets. I will tell you that to the degree that the RIN market is volatile, you know, for it to go up to 80 cents and drop to 30 cents and go to 60 cents. And that volatility is not good for anyone, because then it creates issues on Capitol Hill about, you know, RFS reform and stuff because of volatility. We need stability, I think, across the spectrum on RFS issues, and that includes the RIN markets as well. We think there are some things we can do that are not controversial, such as transparency with respect to the RIN markets. Who can buy, who can sell, how long can you hold
a RIN?
There seems to be
use.
Some hoarding that's going on that inflates the value of RINs to a certain degree. So all that's yet to be determined, you know, as far as efforts that can be deployed there. But I will tell you, it's important we get stability across these platforms. I mean, that's what people want, so they can invest and see growth. The penetration of ethanol in the marketplace has been substantial since 2005, 2006 timeframe. We'll see that going in the future, but we need stability and certainty, and this is part of the providing answers there.
That's EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. Stay with us. We'll have more coming up on the Kansas Ag Report.
This segment brought to you by Kansas Livestock Association, supporting our members' business interests to meet consumers' demands. KLA.org. Oldie Seed Farms, carrying soil-specific seed. Find them on the web at oldieseed.com. That's OHLDE seed.com. Grassroots.com.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Grass and grain, online or in the mail. Keeping Kansas farmers informed for over 60 years. Grassandgrain.com. Kansas Weed Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com.
Imagine having someone help you pick the best corn hybrids for every field on your farm. Your Oldie representative can combine your data with his data to offer a field-by-field prescription. Contact Oldie Seed today at 877-692-4555.
All over the country, more and more communities are making the change to biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil. And the decision continues, improving the health and welfare for millions of Americans while adding billions to our national economy.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil.
The producer-funded Kansas Wheat Innovation Center was built to get improved varieties into the hands of farmers faster. Kansas Wheat, farmers advancing their future through wheat genetics research.
What if U.S. soybean oil were an industry sensation? If end users started asking for it by name? That future is here, the time is now. To meet customer demands, the Soybean Checkoff is investing in varieties that produce oil with increased functionality. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
It's May, and that means it's Beef Month in Kansas. And to talk about it is Abby Hidari, who is on staff, nutritionist here with the Kansas Beef Council. Abby, happy Beef Month.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Ken. What we're going to be talking about is May being Kansas Beef Month, as declared by the governor. This is the 34th year of this proclamation, which is really amazing that we're able to highlight those Kansas farmers and producers who are creating a great food, safe, delicious, and wholesome food product for our tables.
We talk about all those things, but really, I'm sure what you do every day is important to all of us. We know it tastes good, but it's also very good for us.
That's right. Beef is extremely wholesome. It contains 10 essential nutrients that are really great for a balanced plate. So what we do with the Kansas Beef Council and the nutrition programming is really try to reach out and focus on engaging and educating some key influencers that we know are going to be able to relay a positive message about
created
beef
with free version for non-commercial
media
use
and key audiences that we know are influenced by health professionals.
Is it beyond? I mean, we talk a lot about those, you know, essential vitamins and minerals and so on. But really, does that resonate, or what's really the story that resonates with the consumers?
Well, I think the important story that we want to get across is that no matter which cut of beef you're consuming or choosing at the grocery store, every cut contains the great protein that your body needs to grow and build muscle, as well as iron, zinc, and B vitamins throughout, no matter how lean of a cut you get or not. So,
and you, because there's all different kinds of cuts and different ways to prepare and in different ways, but really, is that part of the other thing you do is to kind of work with them to make sure that when you prepare it right, that you get the best nutrient value, because sometimes all we just want to either cook it all the way through or grill it all the way through, but there are some things to do to really get the best nutrients out of that cut of beef.
Well, that's right, and so we are trying to do
created
some great
with free version for non-commercial
lately,
use
with our communications director Scott Stebner. He's doing a great job getting us to do more Facebook Live events, which will reach our 25,000 food blogger followers, nutrition blogger followers, and consumers. So I did our first Facebook Live event on April 26th, and we called it Beef Up Your Breakfast, where we hosted two different recipes from the Beef It's What's for Dinner website. And I was able to just provide some quick tips, easy tricks, and some good basic beef nutrition facts to the consumers during that segment. And what's great about that is we really want to engage those consumers and get them comfortable and confident cooking with beef in their own kitchens. So it's really a fun outreach.
And as they get confident, they'll probably tell their neighbors and their friends, hey, have you tried this? And then again, that all helps the bottom line.
Exactly, that's the goal. We've also been able to get some of our top of the Kansas top of the class members to be doing some Facebook Live cooking events as well. We actually have Arturo and Ren Pacheco
created
that are filming
with free
today
version for non-commercial
from
use
their blog Cooking with the Cowboy. They're filming today. That'll be on the Kansas Beef Facebook page, and they'll go live later this afternoon.
We're talking with Abby Hidari, who is with the Kansas Beef Council. We'll take a break and be back with more in just a moment.
This segment brought to you by Farm Bureau, a grassroots ag organization representing the state's farmers and ranchers since 1919. KFB.org. Oldie Seed Farms, carrying soil-specific seed. Find them on the web at oldieseed.com. That's OldieSeed.com. Grass and Grain, online or in the mail. Keeping Kansas farmers informed for over 60 years. GrassandGrain.com. Kansas Wheat Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com.
And let's continue our conversation now with Abby Hidari, who is with the Kansas Beef Council.
Created
we're talking about
for
kind of the nutrition side of things. We've talked about production, other things throughout the year, this month anyway. And so tell us about some of those things you've been, you mentioned being with influencers and trying that. So what are some of the things you've done with outreach with them?
Well, the spring season is really called conference season around here. There are so many different conferences that we like to be part of and get into. We have been lucky enough this spring to be able to sponsor sessions at quite a few different key influencer conferences. The Kansas Nutrition Council conference happened back in March in Manhattan, Kansas, and we were able to sponsor a session that was presented by Amber Pankinen. She's a registered dietitian and a public speaker, and she does a blog called stirless.com, but she was able to present a presentation that was titled Fighting Fears with Facts, a Healthy Conversation About Agriculture, Food, and GMOs. And she was really able to help attendees kind of wade through some best practices
created
for
with
how
free
they
version
can
for non-commercial
introduce
use
some science-based information and research to their clients. So it was a really good session. We were also lucky enough to sponsor a nice lean beef lunch for those 120 dietitians and nutritionists that attended. And those include, you know, SNAP extension agents, WIC coordinators, and dietitians. So it's really some good community outreach dietitians that were part of that conference. Additionally, we had a great outcome because the Missouri and the Kansas Beef Academies of Nutrition and Dietetics, they joined together this spring and did a joint conference in Overland Park, Kansas. So we were able to reach 350 registered dietitians at that joint conference, where we partnered with the Missouri Industry Beef Council, hosting a session that was about beef with healthy aging and how you can include beef in as part of a lean protein source with micronutrients that are going to help our aging population. So that was presented by Kim Schwabenbauer. She's also a registered dietitian and professional sports nutritionist, as she's a nationally ranked
created with free version
herself.
For non-commercial
so
use.
It's been a really good conference season, being able to reach out to those registered dietitians in the states.
The reaction you get from folks that you know, a lot of times think, well, we kind of talk amongst ourselves in agriculture and don't reach out, but going to some of those, and I would guess that their reactions may be different than those that those producers.
Well, and we do reach out with a lot of research to those individuals. We're trying to get that really good research in front of them so that they're kind of seeing some of the key accurate information that is out there. Instead of some of the research that really just provides some associations, we like to put gold standard research that are going to provide cause outcomes to those individuals. So they're seeing some of that research as well, instead of just what's out in the media.
All right, Abby, if folks want to find out more, I bet the website, social media is the best place to go.
Yeah, well, definitely we like our producers as well as our consumers to go to kansasbeef.org, as well as the Beef It's What's for Dinner website. But you can also follow
created
us on
with
Facebook,
free version
Twitter,
for non-commercial
and Instagram.
Use.
Again, if you want some really great beef recipes, I would go to Beef It's What's for Dinner or the Kansas Facebook page, because Scott Stebner is doing a great job putting up some good videos for that.
All right, Abby Hidari, who is with Kansas Beef Council, has joined us as we've been celebrating Beef Month in Kansas during May. Stay with us. We'll have more coming up.
Spring has sprung, and Premier Farm and Home has what you need to keep your yard crabgrass-free throughout the season. With a complete line of pre-emergence, you can stop crabgrass before it starts. Premier Farm and Home, 900 Southwest University Boulevard, or find them on the web at heycow.com.
K-State Wheat Extension Specialist Romolo Lulato is not the average observer when he drives past a Kansas wheat field. Where most see waving heads of wheat, Lulato may see a crop that needs more moisture or has been over-fertilized. He is leading an effort to determine just how sustainable typical wheat production practices in Kansas are, with an eye toward identifying ways that could be modified to enhance sustainability. Part of the effort, which started in 2017, is testing the usefulness of a tool called the Field-to-Market Field Print Calculator. Lulato and his team used it to analyze previously collected data. In addition, 10 farmers are providing information about their current management practices on about 60 wheat fields. The researchers are quantifying sustainability on those practices. The Field Print Calculator tool is responsive to some of the tests, says Lulato, especially in exhibiting the impacts of nitrogen fertilizer rates and pesticide applications, but the team has identified room for improvement. He says the first year of the project was very broad in nature, mostly to understand the tool we were working with and to quantify the sustainability of a few typical wheat fields in Kansas. Final results of the current project, which was funded by the American Bakers Association, will be available later this year. Lulato hopes to secure funding for a project in which the team would work with producers to modify particular practices and compare to their usual management in terms of sustainability.
One thing that's on everyone's mind is trade. Trade negotiations, trade disputes, NAFTA, China, and tariffs have all been in the news and highly politicized. But what do we know? We know tariffs are essentially taxes that raise prices for consumers. U.S. tariffs on Chinese products will raise the price to U.S. manufacturers and consumers, and Chinese tariffs on pork and grain sorghum will force their consumers to pay more or buy less. We know producers get hurt too. Chinese steel and solar panel manufacturers and American farmers who rely on exports to China will lose sales. China's 25% tariff on pork and pork products will most definitely impact U.S. farmers, and while short-lived, China's anti-dumping case and 179% sorghum tariff disrupted transportation, shut off markets, weakened basis, and as our nation's largest sorghum grower, hurt Kansas farmers. In Kansas, we have a comparable advantage in agriculture. Our $4 billion plus dollar in exports each year drives economic growth. According to a U.S. Grains Council study, Kansas grain and product exports supported $783 million in gross state product, and more importantly, 8,900 jobs located across the state. In fact, every $1 million in Kansas exports supports 5.8 jobs and $500,000 in gross state product. Clearly, the U.S. needs to be strong, but trade should be a topic negotiated, not disputed, not disrupted, and definitely not taxed. Lastly, as the U.S. renegotiates agreements and engages in trade spats, we're losing our reputation as a reliable supplier. Other countries are forging new agreements without us, and the U.S. is losing its ability to influence global trade rules. And this all comes at the worst time for Kansas farmers, who are experiencing increasing drought, rising interest rates, and projections that 2018 will be the fourth year in a row of both depressed commodity prices and income on the farm.
What if U.S. soybean oil were an industry sensation? If end users started asking for it by name? That future is here. The time is now. To meet customer demands, the Soybean Checkoff is investing in varieties that produce oil with increased functionality. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
You need a partner that you can count on to be there for your business. Providing a depth of understanding to risk management issues so you don't have to. A knowledgeable support team located in your area, delivering products and services to make you more successful.
The producer-funded Kansas Wheat Innovation Center was built to get improved varieties into the hands of farmers faster.
Created with free version for
Kansas
non-commercial
wheat,
use.
Farmers advancing their future through wheat genetics research.
Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture, represents grassroots agriculture. The state's largest and most powerful farm organization stands up for its members through leadership development, agriculture education, legal defense, environmental advocacy, farm safety, and risk management. Members also enjoy money-saving benefits. To join our organization today or to learn more, go to www.kfb.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil.
Imagine having someone help you pick the best corn hybrids for every field on your farm. Your Oldie representative
created
can
with free version for non-commercial use
to offer a field-by-field prescription. Contact Oldie Seed today at 877-692-4555.
The producer-funded Kansas Wheat Innovation Center was built to get improved varieties into the hands of farmers faster. Kansas Wheat, farmers advancing their future through wheat genetics research.
A new report funded by the Beef Checkoff highlights the commitment of producers to animal welfare, beef quality, sustainability, and community involvement. The Cattlemen's Stewardship Review is the second of its kind and compiles data collected from telephone interviews with 679 cattlemen and women across the country. Results show improvements made by the industry in four specific areas since the first review was conducted in 2010. According to the latest survey, 95% of producers believe the well-being of cattle is their top priority, compared to 90% in 2010. The survey showed 90% of ranchers and feeders understand their management practices affect the safety and quality of beef, up from 87% 7 years ago. 95% of producers reported land conservation is extremely important to them, with 86% managing their ranches in a way that protects the quality of natural resources, including wildlife and biodiversity. Members of the diversified beef community share the same core values, with 78% intending to pass their operation on to future generations, 72% placing a very high priority on workplace training and education, and 89% suggesting workplace health and safety are very important. The survey results will be used to help consumers better understand the role ranchers and feeders play in bringing quality, nutritious food to the tables of Americans and those around the world.
Good morning. I'm Eric Osterhaus of Paragon Ag Advisors. It appears that once again the American farmer has proved that given a few good days they can get the seed in the ground, as we've caught up with our averages. Honestly, no real surprises there, as betting against the farmer with today's equipment and practices is a pretty bad bet. The markets in general have had some relief as both the U.S. and the Chinese seem to be taking some minor steps away from the proposed tariffs, and we're hearing a much more conciliatory tone coming from both sides. This has especially helped our soybean futures, as we've had what I would call a nice relief rally. We aren't out of the woods yet, but there are some signs the worst for the moment might be out of the way in regard to tariff fears. Another important headline really is our NAFTA negotiations. Nothing was agreed to this last week, and now it's looking pretty doubtful that even if we do reach some sort of agreement, that our Congress is going to have enough time to vote on it before year's end. Let's not forget that Canada and Mexico are two of our very largest importers, not only of grains, but also our protein exports.
Created with free version
in regard to weather, we've seen some beneficial rains taking place in the Corn Belt, although still a little hit and miss in some of our driest areas. Our wheat market has seen several impressive rallies, but quickly followed by substantial drawdowns, as the funds and the spec trade seem to be having full rein on the markets, still waiting around for harvest and the real results to come in. There have been a lot of trade in regards to geopolitical risk, and those issues have not been put to bed. Be sure to take some action as we see some profitable prices here. If you have any questions, please call Paragon today at 888-452-8751. Have a productive day.
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Well, that's our show this week. Thanks for watching, and be sure to be social with us online at KansasAgReport.net or on Facebook and Twitter. We hope to see you next week on the Kansas Ag Report.
Closed captioning brought to you by The Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers. KansasSoybeans.org.
Created with free version for non-commercial
Farm
use.
Farm Bureau, a grassroots ag organization representing the state's farmers and ranchers since 1919. KFB.org. Kansas Weed Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com. Kansas Livestock Association, supporting our members' business interests to meet consumers' demands. KLA.org.
What if U.S. soybean oil were an industry sensation? If end users started asking for it by name? That future is here. The time is now. To meet customer demands, the Soybean Checkoff is investing in varieties that produce oil with increased functionality. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture, represents grassroots agriculture. The state's largest and most powerful farm organization stands up for its members through leadership development, agriculture education, legal defense, environmental advocacy, farm safety, and risk management. Members also enjoy money-saving benefits. To join our organization today or to learn more, go to www.kfb.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The producer-funded Kansas Wheat Innovation Center was built to get improved varieties into the hands of farmers faster. Kansas Wheat, farmers advancing their future through wheat genetics research.